Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray, the wake-up call.
Who am I to judge anybody that pees himself?
106.5 The End.
What old person thing does your old person do? 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Now, an old person could be your parents. It could be an elderly person you know. Someone that's older, right? 766-1065. Gavin has a funny story about your old people.
Yes, I do. And to my parents, I apologize, but you're getting old. And it's never been more obvious than when I got this text message on a group that I have with my stepdad and my mom. And my stepdad texted me and he said, hey, mom and I are at the movies with Craig and Lori. Did you see the Avengers? Just curious. I said, I did. And he goes, and? I said, it's amazing. Did you see Infinity War? And then my stepdad goes, unfortunately, no. And then I said, well, then don't see it. It's a continuation of that movie. You really need to see Infinity War to see Endgame. It just wouldn't make any sense. His response was, we're already in it. It just started.
Aww.
Why did you text me?
Right.
You bought a ticket. You're supposed to do that.
They just wanted to. I'm sure your mother Rosemary said, Roddy, text Gavin and tell him that we're at the
Batman
movie. At the show.
Right.
When I talked to them, I was like, so what do you, the next day, I was like, so did you like it? They were like, yeah, we liked it. We liked it just fine. I go, what do you think Infinity War was about? They're like, we pretty much got it.
First of all, I love that we're calling them our old people.
Yeah.
I think that's really sweet. So one of my old people, my stepmom, who would not like me describing her that way, by the way, she is very active on Facebook, mostly just sharing things that she thinks is true. But every time she and my dad will go somewhere, like maybe they'll go get margaritas near their house or something, any time he is in a picture, she tags my dead grandfather. And I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's because she just sees the last name and assumes, oh, there he is, and doesn't realize that my dad has deleted his Facebook a long, long time ago. So it looks like my grandfather is haunting every dinner that they have
out. Oh, wow.
That's great.
Interesting.
Yeah. I put this up for Wake Up Call listeners. Man, we've got some funny old people that we interact with. Marissa says, my Nana offers me only half a stick of gum because, quote, who needs a full stick? Desiree says that her mom doesn't trust GPS and still prints maps from MapQuest.
Oh, okay.
Katie said that her parents have started to buy plastic utensils and wash them.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Sherry says, we got my mom a phone. She always holds it upside down.
Oh.
We can't hear her and she can't hear us. We barely have conversations before she just hangs up and says the phone isn't working. Somebody else said, my dad was so angry at me for not putting Netflix on his flip phone, and he got even more mad that I, quote, didn't even try. Somebody else said, my grandfather uses a magnifying glass and holds it up to his computer screen, not knowing that you can make the font bigger.
Oh.
Ginny says that every single time at the beginning of a movie that's showing on TV says, this film has been modified for television, her mom says, oh man, I wanted to see the whole thing.
Oh. My stepdad thought until September of this last year that his iPhone, he's had an iPhone for many, many years. He believed that his iPhone didn't come with apps.
Oh.
because he didn't know that you have to go to the app store. And then once I explained it to him, he told me his app store was closed because he didn't know that you have to put a password in to like get it all going.
Somebody else said somewhere in here that there's no way that the iTunes store is open this late at night.
Someone texted in at 73389. My mother-in-law asked my son's girlfriend if she was from Hollister because she was wearing a Hollister sweatshirt, not knowing it's a super popular brand for teens. And I guess in her defense, like, there is a Hollister, California. So, and that's kind of like where, I mean, so I can see where the confusion lies.
So cute.
So many people don't understand how social media works. Maggie says that my mom thinks that whatever is in her Facebook newsfeed was personally sent to her. Quote, Maggie sent me some photos the other day. No, Mom, Maggie posted photos the other day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.